I know it's down to the big game tomorrow, and I suppose in the eyes of people in Tyrone and Monaghan, it's a very big game. But indeed, viewed from outside as well, it seems to be the one game that everybody's talking about and can have a big bearing on the outcome of the Ulster Championship. Is that how you would see it?
Well, two points, Tom, worth making. Let's see, within the county here itself, it's probably the most low-key game that I've encountered in Tyrone for a number of years. There's really very, very little talk about it. And the general situation is that there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of tickets sold. And then that brings me on to the second point. I don't know what it is, because a lot of Tyrone supporters are fearful of Monaghan or are not convinced by this Tyrone team so far. So, but in terms of the outcome overall in the Championship, I think that pairing of Tyrone and Monaghan, when you look at Donegal, they're probably the strongest other pairing in the Championship. And most people are expecting that the winners of this game tomorrow will play Donegal in the Ulster Championship final, which obviously will be a huge game no matter who gets through.
Yeah, and the general feeling as well is that Tyrone certainly are in a better place now than they were at the start of the summer and the start of the Championship, that that draw in Healy Park may come as a blessing in disguise for Tyrone.
Well, to be honest, I think most people who looked at the team that lined out in Healy Park that day, most Tyrone people probably thought that team wasn't the strongest 15 that Tyrone have lined out in recent Championship years. But in fairness to Mickey Hart, that's what Mickey Hart had to deal with, that's what he had to play. He had quite a few players who were carrying niggles and one thing and another. As it turned out, the draw certainly gave them focus and a benefit. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the performance in the replay and the team in the replay was a much, much stronger, much improved 15 than took to the field in the first day, and the team benefited greatly from having, as they have now, 140 minutes of Championship action behind them, and that certainly will be to their benefit. It'll be interesting to see the impact that has tomorrow, because Monaghan have been lying, Tom, you know, uninvolved and somewhat underemployed for the last number of weeks since the league final, and that could be an interesting factor tomorrow. You know,
that could be a big plus for Tyrone tomorrow.
Well, you know, we'd always say that when you have got a Championship experience behind you and you've played at the white heat of the Championship pace, that is completely different to the league. And I think we were chatting before about, you know, look at Donegal's performance in the league final, which, with the greatest respect, wasn't what you expect from Donegal, particularly Donegal side in Croke Park. And then compare that with that organised, focused attention to detail that we saw in Celtic Park. Big difference, and it'll be interesting to see just how Monaghan, who were very, very good that day, you know, I've often said this before, will their league form continue into the Championship? It's not too often happens, so it'll be interesting to see that, plus the weight of coming in as defending champions, how big a bearing that'll have on Monaghan tomorrow.
Looking at the Tyrone team selection, Mickey Hart has made three changes. I know one of them was enforced with the injury picked up by Conor Clark in the club championship. But overall, what do you make of the changes in the team?
Well, to be honest, Conor Clark was most unfortunate. But when you look and see, I think the team is a stronger team now that's gone out than the team that actually took to the field against Down. But I would have concerns, obviously, at the lack of experience for say, Conan Grugan in the middle of the field. Conan Grugan's a fabulous, fabulous footballer. He was an outstanding minor, outstanding under 21 player. He's been a top performer for his club side for the last number of years. But it's a big ask to expect him to go into the middle of the field tomorrow. And you're competing with guys like, you know, Dick Clark and Darren Hughes and Vinnie Corey and around the middle of the field, Paul Funley. You know, when you look at those players and you see the experience that they have and the quality they bring, and you have a young, fairly inexperienced player getting into the white heat of a Monaghan Championship match, because as we know, Monaghan are a very, very committed, very physical team, and that's going to ask big questions. So I think that could have a huge bearing, and that inexperience for young Grugan, tomorrow is going to be a big day for him and a big day for Tyrone football.
So I suppose all the talk around the Monaghan team has been centred on whether Conor McManus was going to be fit or not to play. The word on the ground in Monaghan is that he's back training about a week, but he hasn't made the selection.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one from Alecky, because I know in the league final, coming to the league final, there's one or two concerns. I think was it Colin Walsh maybe that was concerned about that they would give it to the very, very last minute. And I, look, nothing would surprise me tomorrow that or McManus may have spent a day or two at Knock this week and he could produce a miraculous cure and he may line out. But long term, you'd have to ask yourself, what's the best for Monaghan and Monaghan football? You know, a fully fit Conor McManus coming in for an Ulster Championship final, or a fully fit McManus coming in at an All-Ireland quarter-final, semi-final stage. It's a risk tomorrow, no matter what way Malachy plays it. But I would expect that Monaghan are still in the game with 10 minutes to go and it's tight. We can see McManus being sprung from the bench because there's no doubt about it. He's a top, top quality player. He will lift the crowd. He'll lift the team. And, you know, small things like that can make a serious, serious difference in the final outcome. And, I mean, if they can get through the centre of the quarterfinal tomorrow, I would imagine they fancy the chances, with or without McManus, to beat Armagh. And they'd be looking at obviously playing Donegal in the Ulster final. Should Donegal, as we expect, defeat the winners or defeat Antrim in their semi final.
I suppose the gauge we can go on in terms of gauging the two teams against each other is last year's All Ireland quarter final. Tyrone won that one by 2 points, nothing in it. General feeling was probably Tyrone deserved to win it, but it was pretty tight. Are you expecting the same tomorrow?
Tyrone Monaghan games, Tom, historically have always been very, very tight. But I think Tyrone are playing a Monaghan team tomorrow, much, much, much different to Monaghan team in terms of experience, in terms of quality. They've learned to win, they've learned to play hard, they've learned to implement the game plan that Malachy Rourke, Liam McBride and Ryan Porter had devised. And I know these guys, and they play football at a very, very intense pace. They will have looked at it. I mean, nobody knows the Tyrone team better and the Tyrone players better in Ulster than O'Rourke and Porter and so on. So I would expect that we're playing a Monaghan team tomorrow that is a much, much sharper, much more focused, much more experienced, a team that can fight it out as they showed in the National League final, and I think they'll have learned lessons from last year. Tyrone, on the other hand, you know, this is a less experienced Tyrone team. People argue it's a lesser quality Tyrone team than the team that got to the All-Ireland semi-final last year. So if you were to look at it in that balance, Monaghan, with home advantage and everything else, certainly have a lot of things in their favour. But a Tyrone team in a corner, I wouldn't bet against them.